Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 1, we were talking about all Christians being on a mission field and having responsibility to witness to others. Let's continue with that today.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
The task of the church is twofold: to spread Christianity throughout the world, and to make sure that the Christianity we spread is the pure New Testament kind of Christianity, not this rock and roll Christianity that is being spread today that is not Christ and it is not righteous. Now, too often we come behind in this deal of winning lost souls. We send missionaries around the world. We expect them to witness the gospel and to plant churches, and then we think that we aren't to witness? My friend, we are all on the mission field as we live this life. Now, thank God for those soul winners and those preachers who rightfully proclaim to a lost and dying world the gospel of Christ, and those who faithfully preach the word. Don't forsake the word of God in order to be loved by the world. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17 says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." The popularity of the Christian with the world is in inverse ratio with his popularity with Christ. If you are popular with the world as a Christian, then you are not popular with Christ. If you're going to be popular with Christ, you are not going to be popular in this world. The child of God is to take his rightful place and identify himself with the Lord Jesus Christ. When we suffer for Christ, the Lord Jesus is also suffering through us, through his church. We can't identify ourselves with Christ and be unholy. It is that simple, my friend. We've got to be one way or the other. So the afflictions of Paul are identified with the afflictions of Christ, but it's on a different plane. Paul's afflictions and our afflictions all combined cannot add to the finished work of Christ on the cross. Christ left not the atoning work for us, not even one part of it. He knew how short we humans would come. But he did leave to us the proclamation of the gospel that transforms sinners into saints. If you're saved, you have that responsibility. You'll be called into an account if you don't witness. Not if they got saved or if they didn't get saved, but if you did or did not witness. See, there is one thing for certain. If the gospel is to go forward today, someone must suffer. The late Dr. George Gill said that when a man or when a child is born into this world, some women must travail in pain. And the reason there are not more people being born again is because there are not enough believers who are willing to travail. Suffering is not popular. But that is what Paul is talking about in this verse. All of us would like to see revival. We talk glibly about witnessing and about living for God and all that sort of thing. My friend, may I say to you that if the gospel is going to go forward today and if people are going to be saved, someone is going to have to pay the price. How much are you willing to pay to get out the word of God? What is it really costing you? Are you willing to suffer for the sake of the gospel? My friend, are you willing to stand for Christ? The saints, then, are turned into the persecuted of Satan. But the saint knows there is victory in Jesus, and hallelujah for that. Now let us consider the sufferings of the cross, since they are different as relates to the atonement. Jesus suffered as a human man. He bore suffering that was common to humanity: poverty, loneliness, rejection. In the wilderness, he was hungry and thirsty. He got tired and weary. There are certain burdens we each bear alone. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 5, it says, "For every man shall bear his own burden." So those things are borne alone. You feel pain alone. You die alone. Your mate may be there, but your mate doesn't walk you through the valley of the shadow of death. In Psalms 23:4, it's for a saved person only, because only the Lord can walk you through the valley of the shadow of death. Perhaps you, as I have for your mate or for your children, have wished there was a magical way that we could take any suffering they have, whether it be heartbreak or a fever or some type of a physical malady. But my friend, we can't do it. Jesus can only take us through the valley of the shadow of death. Jesus also suffered as the Son of God. He knew no sin, but he became sin for us. Imagine, a serial rapist attacks and defiles your daughter. Then in jail, the same man needs a new kidney in your ass to donate one of yours to him. Would that be repulsive to you? Wouldn't that make you angry? And yet, our sin does much more to God. And however, he says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." In 1 Peter 2:24 says, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." Oh, what love, the love of God. Psalm 69, verse 11 and 12 tells us, "He was the song of drunkards. They made sackcloth his garments. They cruelly beat and mishandled him physically." The soldiers back in that day often played a game called hot hand. They would blindfold their victim. Each would hit them with the fist except one. Then they'd take off the blindfold and they'd say, "All right, guess which one did not do it." If he did not guess it right, they would do it again. Now, usually it is reported they would lie and not tell the truth until they had done this many times. Jesus may have guessed every time, and that could have contributed to the Roman centurion's belief at the cross, "This truly is the Son of God." They beat his face to a pulp. They blindfolded our blessed Savior. They placed a crown of thorns on his head. A purple robe was placed on him, and then they spit in his face. The Roman cat of nine tails was used to give him 39 stripes, with that whip having 9 leather strands going off of it with bits of bone, metal, and ivory tied in. And as that big, burly Roman soldier would come across the stretched-out back of his victim, it would wrap around his body and make 9 different lacerations. It was possible to have up to 351 lacerations on the person's body. Many men died at the whipping post. They nailed him to a tree. The tree was then jerked into place, causing all his bones to come out of a joint. Bones out of joint is an excruciating pain. Oh, picture this view of the cross from the Bible. Isaiah 52 and verse 14, he says, "As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred, more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men." In Isaiah 53, verse 2 and verse 5, "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground, he hath no form or comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." Isaiah 53:5, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes you're healed." In Psalms 22:17, he says, "I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me," those bones out of joint. Oh, my friend, that was a terrible time, and yet he doesn't want you looking at the cross and seeing all that pain and agony there physically and want you to pity him or feel sorry for him. No, I'll believe that he wants you to see the suffering of heart and his love. Before enduring the first 3 hours of the cross, man did his worst. And they did this to other men. So I'm not trying to make you pity him. Rather, I'm trying to make you see the seriousness of our sin. We too could suffer this way, but we could not atone for the sins of mankind. In the second 3 hours of the cross, from noon till 3 o'clock, sacred writ tells us that it was dark. Any man could have and did suffer what happened the first 3 hours. No one has ever suffered what happened the second 3 hours. That's when God took over and the cross became an altar. And Jesus Christ our Lord became the sacrificial lamb. 1 Peter 3:18 states, it was, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust. Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. My friend, this is a suffering you or I could not bear, nor any other who has ever lived. Only he could suffer it, then raise from the dead. That's why Revelation chapter 1, verse 18 says that he has the keys of hell and of death. You see, those 3 days that his body lay in the grave, his spirit went down into the very depths of hell. The Bible says he preached to the spirits in prison. He led captivity captive. 3 days later, when he rose up, his spirit rose from hell. His body rose from the grave. He has the keys. That's why Jesus is the only way. He is the truth and he is the life. No one goes to heaven. No one comes unto the Father but by Jesus Christ. Invite him into your life as your God and Savior. And you can do that right now, my friend. You don't have to be in a church building. You can be right where you are right now because the relationship with Jesus Christ is a personal relationship. And you'd like to enter that relationship. Then, my friend, you can pray and ask him to start that right now. And, my friend, I'll form a prayer for you to pray, but they're only words if you don't mean it from your heart. But if you mean it from your heart, God will hear you. Pray this prayer. Dear God, I am a sinner. And I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross, shedding his precious blood for me. I believe that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I have a booklet that I want to send you titled Building Blocks. And this booklet will tell you how to grow in Christ. It'll share some things that are doctrinal. It'll share some things on how to study the Word of God. It'll show you also how to pray. It'll show you things about the local church that you should know. And then also things that you should do as a Christian. It'll show you how to lead another person to Jesus Christ. And my friend, we want to send that booklet to you absolutely free. Just write us and let us know you've asked the Lord to save you. If you're a Christian and you want to have the booklet to study for yourself, maybe to share it with others, write us and say, I would like the booklet, Building Blocks, and we'll send that to you absolutely free. Well, my friend, I see that our time is up, so I want to thank you for listening to us today. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.